Well, it was a difficult period from that standpoint, because practically all of the engineers who were currently employed at the RCA tube division were tube designers, and there was no experience in the semiconductor world in the tube division, and I had no experience either, because I was coming right out of college with no experience either in tubes or transistors. So it was a difficult transition to make, and the organization had to build a whole new cadre of people and train them. We built an organization with some very good people, but none of these people had any experience either, so they were all new in the transistor field. All of us recognized this was a tremendous opportunity, because it was a whole new field with a tremendous potential, and of course events eventually proved that that it was a great field. We did get a lot of help from research, you know, from Ed Harrell's group, because they had a number of research scientists who had preceded us, although even they had very little experience, because this whole field was new. RCA actually never became a major contender. They had a manufacturing facility, and they did commercialize their products, but they eventually were sold to GE, and they never really made it as big as an Intel or IBM or TI.